Leviticus chapter 23. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, These are the appointed feasts of the Lord that you must proclaim as holy assemblies. These are my appointed feasts. For 6 days work may be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy assembly. You must not do any work on it. It is a Sabbath to the Lord, everywhere you live. These are the appointed festivals of the Lord, holy assemblies, which you shall proclaim at their appointed time. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at sundown, is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy assembly. You must do no regular work. But you shall present a food offering to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day is a holy assembly. You must do no regular work. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When you enter the land that I am giving you, and you reap its harvest, then you must bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave high the sheaf before the Lord, so that it may be accepted for you. On the day after the Sabbath the priest shall wave it. On the day you wave the sheaf, you must offer a year-old male lamb without defect for a burnt offering to the Lord. Along with its grain offering, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with olive oil, a food offering to the Lord for a pleasing aroma. Its drink offering will be 1 quart of wine. You must not eat bread, roasted grain, or fresh grain until this particular day, until you have brought your offering of your God. It is a statute forever throughout your generations, wherever you live. You must count from the day after the Sabbath that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering 7 full Sabbaths. You must count 50 days until the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you must offer a new grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring from wherever you live 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering, made of 4 quarts of fine flour. They must be baked with leaven as first fruits to the Lord. Along with the bread, you must bring 7-year-old lambs without defect, a young bull, and 2 rams. They will be used for a burnt offering to the Lord. Along with their grain offering and their drink offerings, a food offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Then you must offer 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2-year-old male lambs for a peace offering sacrifice. The priest shall wave high the 2 lambs with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. On the same day you shall make a proclamation. There shall be a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations, wherever you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, you must not completely reap it to the edges of your field, neither gather the gleanings that fall from your harvest. Leave them there for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, saying, In the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, there shall be a complete rest for you. A memorial shall be proclaimed by the blowing of trumpets, a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work, but you must present a food offering to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Now on the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It will be a holy assembly for you, and you must deny yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. You must not do any work during that entire day, because it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whoever does not deny themselves on that special day, he must be cut off from his people. Whoever does any type of work on that special day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You must not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations, everywhere you live. It shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for you, and you shall deny yourselves. On the evening of the ninth day of the month, from that evening to the next evening, you must keep your Sabbath. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the Israelites, saying, On the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days to the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work. For 7 days you shall present a food offering to the Lord. On the eighth day there shall be a holy assembly for you, and you must present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You must not do any regular work. These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, that you must proclaim to be holy assemblies. Offer a food offering to the Lord, a burnt offering, grain offering, sacrifice, and drink offerings, every day as required. In addition to the Sabbaths of the Lord and your gifts, all your vow offerings and freewill offerings, which you are to give to the Lord. On the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the produce of the land, you must keep the feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day there shall be complete rest, and on the eighth day there shall be a complete rest. On the first day you shall take the fruit from goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of leafy trees, and willows by the brook. Then you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You must celebrate it as a feast to the Lord 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You must dwell in temporary shelters for 7 days. All native Israelites must live in temporary shelters, so that your future generations may know that I made the Israelites live in temporary shelters when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feasts of the Lord.